Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. We're going to be looking ahead tonight on one of the most watched events in soccer, the World Cup draw, taking place this Friday in Brazil. Mr. Zero Dick Howard will be live in Brazil at the draw. He'll give us a preview on tonight's show. In just a moment, we'll be talking U.S. soccer and the MLS Cup final this Saturday between Sporting Kansas City and Real Salt Lake. Michael Lewis will be with us. He'll be in Kansas City on Saturday for his 18th Major League Soccer final. And the Lancers are back in action this Friday night against the Pennsylvania Roar starting at 7 p.m. MISL second leading scorer Mauricio Salas from the Lancers will be on to give us the latest from the Rochester camp. And now here's our host, Lancers Wall of Famer, one of the inaugural members, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Good evening, Andrew, and good evening everyone that listened to us today. It's certainly a pleasure being here with you, Andrew, and talk soccer, even though the weather outside does not indicate to be a soccer an outdoor soccer climate. But don't forget, Bucros Arena, it's covered, it's warm, and indoor soccer, it's a great place. It's a great sport, and the Blue Cross Arena, it's a great place to go watch soccer.
You know what they say, the weather outside is frightful, but the Lancers are so delightful.
Exactly. You see, you got it. So anyway, there is so much going on in soccer in Europe and all over the world with the draw coming up. And we are anxious to see who's going to play who.
I know. And how the world's waiting to find that out.
How the country that we love, United States and Italy, of course, in my part, who they're gonna be pitted against. So it's exciting. It's something that we're waiting for 4 years, and here it is.
I know.
It seemed just like yesterday, and now with a couple, about 6 months away.
That's right.
And for the biggest event in the world, bar none.
Bar none, that's right. Bigger than the Olympics, bigger than that Super Bowl thing and World Series. This is the World Cup. Half the planet will be watching the final. So we'll talk with Dick Howard at top of the hour, 7 o'clock, about that. But big, important note, though, let everybody know, and we'll mention this throughout the show tonight, next week, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass will be on from 6 to 6:45, a special earlier starting time, as WISL will be broadcasting University of Rochester basketball next Monday. So we'll be on from 6 to 6:45 next Monday. So mark it on your calendar. You don't want to miss the show. Well, our special guest, you already have one special guest, our fourth of our four Wall of Fame inductees, the Dean of Soccer, Alex Loy, will be back in town, and he'll be on the show next Monday to talk certainly about the World Cup draws. He's, of course, Brazilian.
Not only that, but he goes back a long, long time. He knows the history, and of course, we're going to debate, who's going to win the World Cup, even though you and I discussed before the show that we think who's going to win it. We're not going to reveal it, but we think who's going to win it. So,
right, but right now we want to bring in Michael Lewis, our U.S. soccer reporter, and he'll be, of course, at the MLS Cup final this Friday, or this Saturday. Think about Friday, it's, of course, the World Cup draw, but Saturday at 4 o'clock will be the MLS Cup final between Sporting Kansas City and Real Salt Lake. And our U.S. soccer domestic report is brought to you by Salen's Premium Quality Meat Products since 1869. online. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, how's things going down in New York?
Very well, thank you. How are things up in Rochesterland?
Snowy and cold and dark. It's just depressing.
It's cold here. Probably not as cold as up there, but it's survival right now. Of course, it's going to be, when I gather, pretty cold in Kansas City, Kansas this Saturday. So I'm looking forward to the game. I am not looking forward to sitting in the outside press box. I'm going to see if I could call in some favors and sit inside. We'll see.
Mike, one word of advice. Go buy the warmer mutande. You know where the longer mutande are? The long underwear. You know, the fleece one, and just put it on. And you need to wear a hat, too. Because they say that if you keep your head warm and your feet warm, then the rest of the body can go for it.
Well, I have a mountain climbing jacket, a very thin one that kept me warm during the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. It's my hands and, of course, the top of my head that I'm more concerned about. So we'll see. Like I said, I'm trying to call in some favors from Major League Soccer to see if I could get it in your seat. We'll see.
Well, considering you're one of only three people to be at every MLS Cup final, I would hope you have some favors you can call in. The temperature scheduled in Kansas City, a high temperature of 26 degrees, but it will be sunny. So it should be an interesting final. And both teams, I think, have cold weather atmosphere. They're used to that. So it should be interesting. Kansas City, I think, is the favorite, but Real Salt Lake certainly has won the Cup before. They're experienced. And Kansas City, of course, won in 2000. Matter of fact, I was at that MLS Cup final at RFK Stadium when they beat the Chicago Fire, when Tony Meola was the hero of that match with the shutout. But one interesting thing that came out today, Mike. Now you can give us your latest information on this. There's something I posted at MLSsoccer.com. The head coach of Real Salt Lake, Jason Kreis, is in line, it looks like, to be the head coach of New York City FC. So you wonder if that, first of all, if that's even true or not, but it's on MLSsoccer.com, so you think there would be some validity if that's going to have any kind of effect on Salt Lake in this match coming up Saturday.
There are two ways, I guess, of looking at it. If that is true, and there are indications that he is a front runner, or he has been mentioned for the job before, so I'm not surprised about that. One thing is, players will go out and let's win it one more time for Jason. The other way is that they're deflated that he's leaving. But if they're really professionals, I think they're going to do the former rather than the latter, because you want to go out not just to win it for the coach, but to win it for yourself, your team, and then the fans in the city. Saying that, as you said before, Kansas City is the favorite. I've been in Kansas City before. The atmosphere there is second to none. In places like that, sometimes you can't hear yourself think. I spoke with Fran Zuzzi earlier today, and he said he just loves playing in an atmosphere like that. And, and that goes a long way, I think, in the fact that you don't have to travel, but you're also playing on a familiar area, familiar ground, and in front of fans that I assume is going to be 80-90% pro Kansas City. That could very well give them the edge. Saying that, Real Salt Lake is a talented team. Jason Kreis has done wonders. Remember when he took over in 2007, they were at the bottom of the MLS barrel in their third year, I believe, as an expansion team. And he used a system and turned that team around. And bringing in the right players, not necessarily big-name players. They're now big-name players in MLS, and they're a dangerous side. It's funny because Peter Vermes took over a team in Kansas City that, even though they were one of the veteran or original MLS teams, he's built his own system there. So you've got two coaches who know what they're doing, know what they want. If it was in a neutral site, I would say this could be a toss-up. But I will give it to Kansas City just because of the home field advantage.
We know Real went into Portland and won there, and only one team has beaten Portland all season at Genweld. So they could certainly win on the road. And one thing you might want to think about, too, is, of course, the possibility of this going all the way to penalties. And we know Nick Raimondo is one of the best penalty stoppers in MLS, so that could be an advantage if it gets down to that. So I hate penalties, Joe. I don't like them that way, but it's happened before.
I know, but there is a certain amount of drama in the penalty. That is, you know, I don't dislike it, but I, you know, I'm kind of, you know, if that's what the way it's got to go, that's the way it's got to go. And then depend a lot on, you know, on the pressure, depend who's going to score first. There is a lot of things when you go to penalty area, penalty kicks, then the selection that the coaches make, who's going to kick first, who's going to kick last, it really makes a lot of difference. So it's a strategy kind of thing. And, you know, I think the most of the goalkeepers right now, they are better than they were before. They are able to read. They know how to, you know, they analyze the positioning of your feet. They know how you're going to kick. So it's an interesting thing.
So, Mike, we have obviously. What's your prediction? What do you think? You think Kansas City is going to win the match? Would you have a score for us?
2-1.
I'm sorry.
What's your prediction on the final score of the match?
2-1 Kansas City. I think each team will score a goal, at least one goal, but I think KC will get the odd one, the deciding one.
It's going to be interesting because, you know, if it is going to be cold, and I don't know about this, if there's going to be wind or not, but usually cold weather, the offensive players can, if there's any kind of an issue with the footing on the field, could have an advantage. So I think it's going to be more goals scored, I think, than three. I think we may see 4 or 5 goals scored in this match, which, of course, will be good for the fans.
So what's your prediction?
I think it's going to be 3-2, but I'm going to go with Salt Lake. I think Salt Lake's going to win the match. I think that with the experience they have, that with their winning the cup just a few years ago, and having won in Portland, they've proven they can win in a very tough environment. So I'm going to go with Salt Lake to be MLS champion once again.
I go with Mike, Kansas City 2-1.
Okay, well, we'll see who buys the drinks on next weekend when we're here for the Wall of Fame, hopefully.
Just remember, Mike, we're going to collect a drink from him.
Definitely. Well, I'll tell you this. I'll predict this. No penalty kicks. Selfish reason why. It's going to be freaking cold there.
Yeah, it certainly
don't need
is.
It any longer.
But Mike, a couple other things we want to bring up. There was another rumor floating around that was mentioned today about certain player of my favorite team, Chelsea, named Ashley Cole, maybe on his way to the Red Bulls to hook up with Thierry Henry, who he used to play with at Arsenal. Any news on that possibility?
I have to admit, I have not been able to. I did not have the time to look into that. So anything on my part would be, I don't want to say fiction, but I'd be making things up off the top of my head.
Speculation.
It would be an interesting matchup for sure. But one thing I've noticed about the rumors from Europe, players going from MLS, it seems the Red Bulls and the LA Galaxy seem to lead the universe in them. So that's the best I could say. I can't say if it's true or not. I just haven't had the opportunity to track that one down.
Right. Mike, you know, we always ask Dick about Toronto, but we never really ask you about Toronto. Tell us a little bit your views on the Toronto franchise. What's wrong with that franchise?
I don't think they ever really got off on the right foot. And, I mean, what drives me crazy is the fans for so many years have come out there and supported them so much and, you know, filling up the stadium. And now you see, you know, pockets of BMO field, you know, pockets of the stadium empty. And I give the fans credit for that. But I just don't think they got it right. And they've been scrambling ever since. I think one problem that they have, and I, you know, is that they keep hiring the team's foreign coaches for the most part. And I think if you want to be successful in MLS at this stage, and I've said this already, I think about the Red Bulls and some other teams too, about their coaching situation, you've got to hire people who are familiar not only with the league, but also with the system. And I think that that has been a problem. And I'd like to see, what I'm saying is I'd like to see Toronto hire someone from the Canadian, you know, from Canada, Canadian Soccer Association, or someone who could handle that, who's been around the block. I'm not saying foreign coaches can't do it, but it's a few and far between. And I think that's been the biggest problem. I could talk about Toronto and its problems for a very long time, and I know we only have a short window, but it's been one of the most frustrating, confounding, and disappointing franchises on the field because they've been such a success off the field. Give credit to their fan base, who have been very, very patient. They've never made the playoffs, which is mind-boggling.
True. So, no, Dick LaSole, have more to talk about. There were some moves that happened in Toronto today, or over the weekend. We'll talk about that with Dick. But there's some news about the U.S. Soccer Players of the Year, Mike. And certainly Rochester's Abby Wambach was named the Women's Player of the Year, breaking Mia Hamm's record. This is her sixth time now as FIFA Women's or U.S. Women's Player of the Year. She could also win FIFA Women's Player of the Year as well. We'll see what happens when that comes up in January. But then on the men's side, Josie Altidore, I think, certainly was the breakout player for the U.S. this year, with scoring a number of important goals for the team, and certainly he'll be one of the men that we'll be depending on in the World Cup to put the ball in the back of the net.
I mean, you know, two perfect selections, no doubt about it. I mean, Abby Wambach breaking Mia's record in fashion. It wasn't by mistake. She had the hat trick in the first half at the Red Bull Arena to shatter the record. I won't even say break it. And then Josie Altidore, talking about, think of it now, three goals in three World Cup games in about 10 days in June. That's unimaginable for most players. It's just scored three goals, three games in a row in a pro league, let alone in World Cup qualifiers. And they turned out to be victories, or three wins for the U.S. that essentially boosted them into the World Cup. I mean, they needed to win over Mexico and Columbus, but that was the big turning point, those three games in June. And Altidore scored eight goals for the year, which doesn't sound like a lot, but there weren't that many international appearances, and eight goals on the men's side is a lot for one for a calendar year. So those two honors were very well deserved.
Well, Mike, we wish you all the best for your trip to Kansas City. Are you going to be coming up for the Wall of Fame, do you think?
I hope to. I really, great, really hope to. I'm looking forward to it, to seeing you guys, because I want that drink from you.
Okay.
Very
well,
good.
Well, if you have to buy me a drink, it'll be a Diet Coke, so or a Pepsi, depending on where we go. But
no problem.
Anyway, good luck. Have fun in Kansas City. We'll look forward to hearing your report on the match next Monday.
Hey, thank you very much. As usual, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
Sam here, Mike, and stay warm.
Enjoy your banquet tonight.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
I won't
miss
too much.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and Mike again will hopefully be in town for the Wall of Fame ceremonies next Friday night. The Lancers hosting St. Louis. And the Lancers coming up next, we'll be speaking with last year's second leading scorer on the Lancers and in the MISL, Maurizio Salas, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer City is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Dressed in holiday style, in the air there's a feeling of Christmas.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salem's! Salem's is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salem's delicious real smokehouse ham or Salem's mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salem's deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salem's.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rangers return to the Blue Cross Arena Friday, December 6th, as they face the expansion Pennsylvania Roar with kickoff at 7 p.m. There will be free ice scrapers given out at the match, and you can get 50% off a ticket with a donation to Hillside. And the special guest that night is Santa Claus. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
The Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Back to Soccer is Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here with Joe Redcard Suriani. Don't forget, next Monday's show for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass will be 6 o'clock kickoff, I guess, and we'll go to 6:45 before University of Rochester basketball here on WISL. So again, make a note, 6 o'clock starting time for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass next Monday. And we're waiting on Maurizio Salas. We may get him on later in the show if we don't get him on.
Well, that means yet. That we're going to do our show in the daylight.
So no, almost. It's still going to be dark.
Almost daylight, yeah.
But the Lancers are in action after a weekend off against Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania gave Syracuse a rough time of it. They came very close to winning, losing only 10-9. So certainly Pennsylvania not a team to be treated lightly. They're going to come in here roaring, so to speak, and looking for a victory against the Rochester Lancers. And of course, Friday is St. Nicholas Day, so appropriately enough, St. Nicholas himself, Mr. Claus, is going to be in the house. And so all the kids out there, if you want to get your lists in for Santa, you come to the match, and I'm sure you have a chance to do that.
And besides that, you never know. Soccer Sam can be a Santa Claus himself. He can have many gifts over there for the little kids that come over there.
Sam would need some padding these days, though.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mean in that sense. I mean with his generosity. That's what I'm talking about.
Of course.
And, you know, you got to give the Lancers organization a lot of credit. I mean, when you go there, you know, there is the Blue Cross Arena. There's a lot of festivity. You know, there is band playing. There is people mingling in the all over the place. And, you know, the cheerleaders are very, very good, you know, and they're welcoming people in. And so, you know, he's doing a lot of good things. And now if the team begins to win, it's going to be a plus.
Certainly. And also the special promotion, there'll be free ice scrapers given away.
So certainly they can come in handy right now.
Absolutely. And, of course, we want to mention again, next Saturday, the 14th, is the Wall of Fame induction ceremony for 2013. We invite everyone to come to that and celebrate the Lancer greats of the past. We're going to have four inductees this year. Our own Dick Howard will be one of the inductees, along with Alex Loy, who's going to be on our show next week, the Dean of Soccer, who's been in covering soccer in Rochester since the 60s. And he also was at the World Cup in Mexico, the first Rochester reporter to ever cover a World Cup in person. So we'll have him. Also, Ed Morante, the founder of Chile Little Guy Soccer, one of the pioneers of youth soccer, also a Lancer owner himself. And Don Lalka, who played for the Lancers in the 60s, coached St. John Fisher, Eastridge High School, the Rochester Flash, and was also the Rochester Rhinos radio color voice. So the four gentlemen will be inducted next Saturday night, and I'll be honored again to be the MC for that event.
And we're going to have the Ukrainian national flag over there because, you know, I don't know if Alex is going to claim to be Ukrainian or he's going to be claim to be Brazilian.
Both.
So he's going to claim to be both. And, you know, talking about Alex, there are so many things that we can, that I can say about Alex. You know, that the many trips that we took together, the good place that he frequented, all the nice place that he knew where to go and what not to do.
And he also played alongside Don Lalka for the Ukrainian Nationals.
In his younger day, he used to be enemy number one because, you know, we played the games against the Italian, and he was kind of a rough player, to say the least. I mean, and, you know, Don had finesse. Alex had roughness, and he when we talk to him, he's going to say that I'm not telling you the truth, but I know. So, you know, it's great to see. It's great to see those people that really contributed to make soccer what it is, get the honor that they deserve. I mean, what other organization recognize, you know, people from within the town that have excelled in soccer? We had almost everybody. We had Nelson Copello, you know, and many, many more. I mean, Frank Riccio. We got Homero Perez, all those people. That
yeah, yourself.
Me, I'm just a small part of it.
I don't know about that.
But, you know, in a very sense, you have to say that, you know, the pioneers of soccer are coming back now and be recognized, you know, thanks to the Lancer organization, the President Lancer organization, and especially to Soccer Sam, because he's the guy behind all this. So my compliment to Sam and this organization. My compliment to all the people who recognize that, you know, recognize the past, because the past dictate the future.
That's right. There wouldn't be soccer in Rochester today if it wasn't for the Lancers of the 60s and 70s and 1980 as well. Yeah. We can't forget. But the team that, you know, brought the world's game to Rochester, thanks to the founding at the Italian American Sport Club, and we have many members in the Wall of Fame like yourself and Charlie Sciano, Pat Denolfo, Tony Polano, who, and of course now Ed Morante, who started the idea for the Lancers
for the little kids,
back in the 60s. So we're very fortunate that it happened. We're very fortunate that the sport took off the way it did, and you know, we had the support of the people of the city. I mean, it's unusual for a city of our size to have this much passion and involvement in soccer.
Not only that, but I mean, if you look at MLS, if you look I gotta take a disclaimer to start with, because I really don't know to be a fact, but I know that it's a fact that Rochester, for a long, long time, we have had our show, Soccer Kick the Grass. There is the same show, Kick This, every Saturday. And we are Mondays, and before there was other shows that, you know, they were seasonal. We go the whole year, they go the whole year. And I don't think there's another city in the United States where soccer is played that has two shows that to complement, you know, the teams that have
been on this. I mean, people have come, you know, after the fact now. I mean, now there's more radio shows about soccer now that are happening in this country, but, you know, our show and Sam's show have been on for, we'll be starting our 20th year next year, and they're starting their 19th. So we've been doing it for a long, long time, and everybody's following us. Well, so us meaning the Rochester.
Yeah, Rochester, exactly, yeah.
So we're very proud and very happy that we are on the air, and we're looking forward to the Lancers in action this weekend at Friday night, 7 o'clock, against the Pennsylvania Roar. And we will be having Mauricio Salas on in a little while, a little bit later in the show. But coming up next, we're going to have Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and we'll be talking about the World Cup draw. We'll be talking about Toronto FC, some big news there, and what's going on over in Europe. I was very happy yesterday, and so was Joe.
So was I, yeah. And on that note, Andrew, I'm just going to bid you good night, and I got to go to my other assignment, whatever it is. So
thank you, Joe.
I just want to say good night to all our listeners, and be with us next Monday.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday, 6 o'clock special time.
Right.
And we'll come up next is Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, the International Report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
The voice of liberty. WYSL. You're listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rangers return to the Blue Cross Arena Friday, December 6th, as they face the expansion Pennsylvania Roar with kickoff at 7 p.m. There will be free ice scrapers given out at the match, and you can get 50% off a ticket with a donation to Hillside. And the special guest that night is Santa Claus. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, top-notch monogramming Northfield Common in Pittsford. 248-2650 is the number, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Of course, with the Christmas season now well underway, get your shopping for Christmas, your embroidery, monogramming work on shirts, sweatshirts, bags, etc., done at Top Notch Monogramming. Of course, we have Bob Marley shirts, Rochester Lancers shirts, U.S. Soccer, Grateful Dead. Anything you want to get in that realm, you can get a top-notch monogramming. Visit Tony and Michelle. Tell them you heard about them on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and they'll give you a 10% discount. Good time of year for that. And quickly, before we go to radio one more time, next week, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass will be on from 6 to 6:45 p.m., special starting time of 6 o'clock, running until 6:45. Evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto?
Well, my bags are packed, Andrew.
You're leaving on the jet plane?
Well, I'm not looking forward to the journey. I leave tonight at 11 o'clock, and I arrive at Rochester time in the location for the draw, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So 20 hours of travel. But I think fans who come over to the World Cup in Brazil will also be doing a lot of traveling because there's significant distances between the destinations. But it's going to be, I think, a tremendous event. I can't wait even for a draw. And how can you get excited, Andrew, about drawing balls out of a pot? But it's so much, you know, at stake. And 800 million people around the world will probably be watching the draw on Friday. It's just a remarkable situation.
I will be watching it. It'll be on ESPN2 starting at 11:30 in the morning, live from Brazil. And today they would announce that Pelé will be in attendance. You wouldn't expect anything else. He's the greatest player who ever lived in many eyes. And, of course, a proud Brazilian who won 3 World Cups for the Seleção, as they are called. But, Dick, you don't have to wonder, is there any Paul over this ceremony because of what happened last week with the stadium that's going to host the World Cup opening match? Of course, a tragic accident there.
Tragic event, and we will hear more about it, I'm sure, when I get to Brazil. But it's certainly a tragic event, whether it was human error, whether it was equipment malfunction, or whether it was just instable ground that it was working on. No results have come out yet, but we will be getting a major media briefing on Wednesday, and that, I'm sure, will be part of that briefing as to what happened. But certainly a tragic event, and casts a little bit of a pull on the whole proceedings since it's the opening game is be played there.
That's correct. And, Dick, we talked last week about what the format of the draw is going to be. Has FIFA come out with anything regarding what teams are going to be in the pots that are going to be drawn, or is it still a mystery?
Well, the thing that everybody knows about, the 32 teams divided into 4 pots. Pot 1 contains the host Brazil, and then the 7 highest ranked qualifiers according to the October 2013 ratings, and then pots 2, 3, and 4 split by geographic criteria. But tomorrow there's a meeting of the World Cup qualifying committee. Then they will be in charge of the whole procedure. They will explain everything following their press conference tomorrow.
Well, that's certainly, because I know, especially with the teams outside of Europe, actually, you can even say that, because one of the European teams is going to have to go into a pot that is not European, because there are 9 European teams that have to go into the drawing outside of the seeded teams. So one of those teams is going to have to be placed in with either, probably with the CONCACAF and Asian team. So I predicted the U.S. was going to play Iran in the group, and that looks like it's not going to be possible because Asia and the CONCACAF will be in the same pot. So it's, I guess that's good and bad, because Asia is considered right now, Dick, the weakest of the confederations in the World Cup.
Oceania, obviously, at the bottom, because they have no representatives, with New Zealand being eliminated by Mexico. So, the Asian Confederation probably is not as strong as the others. The one confederation I think could do very well is CAF, which is the African Confederation. I think that we could well see an African team in the Final Four, and it came very close with Ghana in 2014. Who will it be? But certainly there's some, you know, real, how can one say, exciting draws that could take place, but it will all be decided, to say, by the committee tomorrow. They'll announce the proceedings. It'll be a very lavish affair, as you well know, and certainly one that a lot of the national delegations will be following very, very closely, because as soon as the draw is over, they'll be visiting all the venues that they're playing in and setting up training sites and the like. So it's going to be a very busy time for them, but exciting time because, as you mentioned, Pelé will be there along with many other notables from the world of soccer.
So who are some of the other dignitaries that will be in attendance? Will we be seeing any familiar faces from entertainment or from politics, anything like that?
I haven't heard any with regards to entertainment or politics, but certainly the likes of De Keyser, Franz Beckenbauer loves these proceedings. You know, a lot of former greats, Michel Platini, of course, will be there. And it's great to see this interest, you know, because it just captures the imagination of everybody. And certainly the ceremony itself, I'm sure, will reflect the music of the northeast of Brazil, the capoeira, marvelous, very athletic moves that are done by the youngsters with regards to that sport. And it really will be quite the event to watch. I'll be in an observer status. I'm doing some TV and radio work back to Canada, but it really will be something that people should see, because it's like no other. And I always remember back to, I think it was Las Vegas, when Robin Williams was one of the people drawing the balls out of the bowl, and he put on a pair of rubber gloves before he did it, and they just brought the house down, you know, with that kind of situation. I don't think it'll be like that this time around, but as I say, tomorrow we'll get all the details from or following the committee meeting.
Right. I wonder if Mr. Beckham is going to be in attendance. I wouldn't be surprised if he was there with his family, because
I think you could well be true. And the last time I saw David Beckham actually in Brazil was 2000 with Manchester United in the World Club Championship. So he has a special place in his heart for Brazil, and it would not surprise me if he was there and bringing along the family for a nice trip. But it's going to be a spectacular location. You know, any listeners who've been to Brazil will know that the Northeast is famed for its beaches and spectacular scenery, and I'm sure that will be a part of the setting for the whole event itself on Friday. Not to be missed.
And certainly it'll be nice and warm, because it's just getting to be summertime in Brazil, so it's going to be nice weather.
The temperature is about 30 degrees centigrade. I think today I was watching the local weather station, so it will be very pleasant to travel to, getting away from a bit of the cold of the northeast of USA and Canada.
Well, Dick, there is some news today out of Toronto regarding Toronto FC. A number of players were let go, including, surprisingly enough, the leading scorer last year, Robert Earnshaw, and one of the very popular player, Danny Kuvermans, was let go, along with U.S. international Bobby Convey was let go. And it just, you wonder what is going on in Toronto. And of course, now it's been also reported in England that it's just a matter of time before Jermaine Defoe becomes a member of Toronto FC, which would be obviously a huge signing of a player who very likely could be in the World Cup squad for England this year.
That's right. Well, there's reports, you know, of $150,000 a week salary, four-year contract, so it's very appealing for Jermaine Defoe. And of course, the other one mentioned is Alberto Gilardino, the Italian player coming in. So, and that's why I think we're seeing the departure of Kuvermans and Earnshaw, because of that situation. But it's still, I think, going to be a work in progress. They've kept a nucleus of the young players who've come through the academy and certainly show a lot of potential for the years ahead. And if they're patient with them, I'm sure it will pay off. But I think they still need to buy, in my opinion, another midfield player that can sort of provide a leadership role, and at the back, of course, maybe another defender. But certainly they're well stocked in the goaltending department, and if the signings come off with Giladino and Defoe, then that certainly will get people talking.
Certainly will. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the transfer window, which is not too far away. We had some news in Europe over the weekend. Barcelona losing their first match in La Liga this year, missing, of course, Lionel Messi, who was out with injury. Mm-hmm. And certainly there's some questions being asked about Barcelona. Can they win without Messi? And so far, they haven't really shown much without Lionel Messi in the lineup.
Yeah, well, he certainly is such a catalyst. That's where they're hoping, I'm sure, for Neymar to pick up the slack with regards to that. And then when you're looking at their rivals from Madrid, and I not only mentioned Real Madrid, but of course Atletico Madrid are having an outstanding season as well, both in La Liga and in Europe. So it's not going to be easy for Barca. And they're talking of Messi being out, what, till the middle of January?
Yep, something like that. So we'll
see
how that
goes. It's going to be very exciting. And then, of course, you've got in the English Premiership, you're happy with the result of the weekend with the boys in blue.
Boy, I was stunned, literally, when Southampton scored a goal in the first 13 seconds. But, you know, it's a 90-minute match. It's not a 45-minute match or a 30-minute match. And Chelsea showed their class coming back. And certainly, we circle our calendars for December 23rd, Dick. I think we'll be spending much of our time talking about Arsenal hosting Chelsea, which could be a battle for first place in the EPL, that match. But, of course, there's a lot of matches midweek this week because of planning against for Christmas, and of course with England, the FA Cup will be starting up, so we've got some important midweek matches. Chelsea goes to Sunderland, Arsenal hosts Hull. Hull, of course, pull off a big win over Liverpool, dropping the Reds down a bit. So right now it's really a crapshoot. And in Italy, you've got two matches today, and you look at the scores, you wouldn't expect them to be from Italy, because you had a 4-3 result, Fiorentina over Hellas Verona, and there was Lazio 2, Napoli 4. So a lot of goals scored, but Juventus, top of the league, but they will be without Andrea Pirlo for about 6 weeks with an injury. So certainly that will hamper things for Juventus.
Yeah, I think the Bianconero, they're going to be okay. And Joe, I'm sure, will be happy with regards to what they're doing. I'm looking at, the first result I look for is Sassuolo. And they got a good tie at the weekend in Sardinia against Cagliari. And that's one of the great stories, I think. Yes, the big boys are always going to be there. But I look at a team like that are making their debut in Serie A and certainly, hopefully, staying away from being relegated.
Well, and that's put Hull City in there too. They're in the top half of the
that's
table
right
now, in England.
But that's great, Andrew. That's what the game's all about, I think. And certainly, when you see some shock results, well, that's what football, soccer is all about. That you're going to get that happening in certain games, and like no other sport, it's very difficult to predict. And you certainly see those shock results, and we'll see them in a knockout competition like the World Cup. We'll see it in the FA Cup, of course, or any cup tournament with a one-off, things can happen. But no, there's going to be lots of talk with all the pundits when the groups are all decided on Friday, and people start doing their calculations. But it's going to be, I think, quite a remarkable World Cup, notwithstanding all the things that are being mentioned, you know, slow made a progress with regards to the construction of some of the stadia. It will come through. FIFA will ensure that. And oh, yeah. I think if I was a soccer fan, I'd be saving my money now. It's 191 days to go, and if you put away a few dollars each week, you could well be in Brazil for the big event.
And so it'll be fantastic. So, Dick, we wish you a very, very safe and successful trip. And we won't be with us next week because we'll be coming back from Brazil. So we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Actually, we'll talk to you next weekend because you'll be in town, of course, for the Wall of Fame weekend.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
And we look forward to seeing you then. And the whole Soccer is a Kick in the Grass team will be in town. So
great.
Should be a lot
good
of
to
fun.
See you all again, guys. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you,
bye
Dick. Have
now.
A safe trip. Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Again, Dick will be inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame next weekend, so look forward to having Dick in town. Coming in from Toronto, and speaking of the Lancers, coming up next we'll hear from Mauricio Salas from the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. We have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Don telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
The Rochester Lancers return to the Blue Cross Arena Friday, December 6th, as they face the expansion Pennsylvania Roar with kickoff at 7 p.m. There will be free ice scrapers given out at the match, and you can get 50% off a ticket with a donation to Hillside. And the special guest that night is Santa Claus. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here. Don't forget, next week we'll have Monday night, 6 o'clock will be our special starting time for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, going until 6:45 prior to University of Rochester basketball. And this Friday, Santa Claus will be in the house at the Blue Cross Arena as the Lancers host the Pennsylvania Roar starting at 7 p.m. And joining us now from the Lancers is the second leading scorer in the league last year, Mauricio Salas. Mauricio's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Get your tickets for Cesarities. This Friday's match, 7 p.m. kickoff against Pennsylvania, 872 kick. Don't forget, the Wall of Fame is next Saturday night, 7 p.m. against St. Louis. Go to ourlancers.com for more information. Mauricio, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for coming on tonight, and I'm sure all of the fans out there are very anxious to know what your status is. How are you coming along with your knee, and when will you be starting the play for the Lancers this year?
Yeah, no, I was. I got injured 2 days before the first game, the home opener. But I'm very thankful for everyone that did everything so fast for me, so quick. So we got the MRI the same day. I got hurt, and 2 days later, I got my surgery fixed. I fixed my knee. It was a meniscus tear. It wasn't a big thing. And yeah, today I was back on the field training already with the whole team, full training session, and looking forward for playing Friday.
And we're looking forward to seeing you out there. Certainly the Lancers have, I think they've missed you because you've scored only 8 points in our first three matches in each of the first three. So certainly want to get the scoring up for new coach Josh Reif. And I know you're a big part of that. So look forward to seeing you on the field on Friday. What's the team been working on over the past week since you guys have been off over Thanksgiving?
Well, last week we had kind of a tough week. We had a lot of injuries. Some guys were not able to be on the field training, but we had like half of the team a little bit more training. And I saw Josh working on most of the time on defensive stuff. And like you said, I also missed the field to be with the team on the field and help my teammates to do our best. And all I want to do on the field is to make them feel better, and if I can, make them play better, giving good passes and working hard on the both sides of the ball. And let's see if we can get a win Friday.
We're all looking forward to that first victory. Pennsylvania gave Syracuse a tough time of it yesterday, losing only 10-9, so there's certainly not going to be a pushover. They want to get their first win as well, so something's got to give on Friday. One of the two teams is going to get their first win of the season. So is the team looking positive for Friday? Are they in good spirits?
Yeah, we are very positive. We know we lost the first three games, but we're ready to go on the field and win. Like, it doesn't mean who we're playing against on Friday. We got to get our mindset for a game. And if it's Milwaukee, Baltimore, if it's Pennsylvania, whoever it is, we got to do our job and work very hard defensively and be smart on the ball and create opportunities and play the full game with full energy. And give the fans some rewards for supporting us every game on the arena.
Certainly, I know that that's been one of the things with the Lancers. It seems to be just little tiny parts of the game where a team will take advantage of some mistakes and score a few goals. And of course, in indoor, that's very deadly. It can turn a whole match, and that's what's happened the first three matches. So I know I'm sure coaches. Working hard on the defensive side to lock things down and try to get many fewer goals scored against us for Friday and going on through the season.
Yeah, indoor game is a funny game. Like a lot of goals come from individual mistakes. So it's sometimes we got to try to quit as much as possible those individual mistakes. And when we cannot work on that, we try to, as a team, to recovery and to cover those individual mistakes. So as a team, we cover those mistakes and try to win the ball back and at least defend as hard as we can and try to get the ball in our possession again.
Well, Maurizio, I know that this Friday obviously is a big day for you. You begin hopefully be on the field on Friday night, and of course during the day the World Cup draw is going to take place in your native Brazil. And tell us about what you're feeling about the World Cup being in your native country.
It feels great. The whole country is excited about that. I think it's going to be a great World Cup. The tickets are already sold out, and it's actually like 10 times more than the capacity of the stadium, so they're going to do like a random system. Like people that paid already, some of them will get the money back because it's not enough spot for everybody. So it's funny, and it's going to be like a big party and great soccer. I don't know if I will be able to be there because I will probably be playing here in the U.S. outdoor. But, yeah, I will be watching on TV, and I'd rather be playing than being there just watching. my thing is playing also.
Certainly, I know that. Well, hopefully most of the games will be on during the day, so you don't have to worry about any conflicts. So I'm sure that it's gonna be a great tournament, and we're looking forward to it. And of course, we're looking forward to Friday night. Hopefully we'll see you on the field, Maurizio, for the Lancers in the match against Pennsylvania. Best of luck to the team this week, and we look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very excited to play again. It's been since March I don't play an official indoor game, and I can't wait to be on the field again and playing and fun.
Well, Maurizio, thanks again for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Maurizio Salas here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Again, Maurizio and the Lancers in action Friday night, 7 p.m. against the Pennsylvania Roar. And next Saturday, the Wall of Fame game against the St. Louis Ambush on the 14th, 7 p.m. kickoff. Don't forget, next week, again, show 6 to 6:45 here on WYSL, special early starting time. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis, Dick Howard, and Bob D'Angelo down working at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday, 6 p.m. for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL. YSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.